This is Ted Kennedy. Community development corporations can ease the crisis of our inner cities and poverty-stricken rural areas, too. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, urban and rural America suffer the same serious problem, declining development and deepening poverty that has now reached the worst level in 20 years. We hear a lot of talk about enterprise zones as the answer, tax incentives for business to invest in needed areas, and fewer regulations. That's a partial answer, and we should try it. But as the situation in Los Angeles indicates, a serious flaw is that the private sector will import workers from outside the designated zones. That's where community development corporations come in. They can mobilize local areas to create new jobs for residents, provide job training, renovate housing, and take other needed steps for successful development. Support them both, Al, enterprise zones and community development corporations. Together, they can get the job done.
Boy, Ted, you are absolutely right. Community services are great tools for creating jobs, but there is just one tiny problem. We already have an Office of Community Services that already does this. We sure don't need two of them. Ted, this particular continual fiscal whim of yours will cost us $305 million, and not only that, it blatantly busts the Budget Act. To make matters even worse, you didn't even have a hearing for the bill. Is that how you personally run your committee? With the liberal ramrod first and get the facts later approach to things, it should be no mystery to the taxpayers why the federal government wastes billions every year. Ted, the community development bases have all been covered before, so stop always trying to improve our lot in life with somebody else's money. We simply can't afford it, and it's a duplicate and duplicity too. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Democrats holding up health care to millions who need it now, just so that Bush won't get the political credit. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.